Everyone, welcome back to Bird Watching. This is a podcast about the cultural legacy and impact of the crow. I'm your host, Randy, and what am I looking at? I'm going to warn you in advance that this is a pretty editorial episode. I usually try to keep some semblance of objectivity with the show and often fail, but without much to go on, this is pretty much just going to be my personal opinions for the next, however long this goes. So I can't avoid it any longer, and I had no idea when, if ever, I would be writing this episode, but we have an official release date and a couple of pictures for Rupert Sanders' 2024 film, The Crow. Much has already been made of this, and I'm gonna try not to waste your time, but, like, this is my area. A week or two back, various outlets reported that The Crow had moved into a June 7th, 2024 release date, taking the spot that was previously occupied by Ballerina, a John Wick spinoff that is going in for reshoots. This is probably because the Continental series didn't do as well as they thought. Love me a John Wick. Haven't really gotten into any of the offshoots. This is a pretty big timeline jump for a film with next to no press and kind of no hype surrounding it. Like, this is a very fast bump up onto the calendar. For the record, trailers for upcoming films tend to drop 4 months before the release date, and we're already into March, so any day now? February 28th was the first release of these images. It is strange to have other people wading into crow conversations across the internet after feeling like I've largely been shouting into a void for quite a while, but if there's one thing everyone's gonna do, it's talk shit, and my god. Vanity Fair published our first look at Bill Skarsgård in The Crow, and it's, look, promo images are hard to get right. You want to introduce people to something new, give a feel for the film without having the gift of a trailer, and I don't know if these were the best choices. We have a look at Bill in and out of the makeup, and FKA Twigs clearly in one shot and inexplicably behind, like, a gauzy curtain in the other. I would say reactions have been negative-ish. Like, it's teaser images. There's going to be so much more to go off of, presumably within the next 2 weeks. But, I don't know if it's a great sign that the first thing that most people say, just knee-jerk reaction, is that it looks like they Jared Leto'd Joker'd our boy. It's very SoundCloud rapper. Face tattoos, mullet, etc. I'll let you look at the images yourself. I myself, as ever, am trying to remain cautiously optimistic, as I do about everything in my life. But I don't know if there's a piece of news from this movie that I've heard that is, like, actually encouraging. And here comes, like, a big allegedly. But allegedly! Some details from test screenings have started to make their way online, and I'm not sure if this is going to be what many of us were hoping for from a new Crow film. Per two sources, the film centers on Eric and Shelley, who are recovering addicts in a rehab center. They break out to, I don't know, do drugs in the big city, I guess. But Shelley has a dark past, and some evil corporate guy is a part of it. This evil corporate guy is Danny Houston's lead antagonist. She witnesses some evil, terrible thing he does, and this guy has her and Eric killed, and then Shelley is then sent to hell, apparently, which is new, and Eric gets resurrected to avenge this and get her out of hell. He doesn't take on the makeup until the third act. His healing powers are a lot slower and more painful. There is no titular bird, and the look from the teaser trailer is that. Sources have described this as several things. A big swing, said one. At least they did something different. Another said, quote-unquote, an abject catastrophe. Do I think there are any edits and reshoots that could happen to clean any of this up? No. No, it's too late. And they're dumping this thing. I don't think Lionsgate wants to put promo into this. I think they know that they don't have something amazing on their hands. I would love to be proven wrong. Like, I would just like to say that. I hope that all the negativity that I am feeling towards this, all of the details that have leaked, I hope that, like, when we finally see this thing, it's half decent. Because I obviously just, you know, I don't want anyone to make a bad movie. But, like, I feel like I'm really making a lot of weird noises today. here's where I'm coming from with all of this information. I am not opposed to other people playing Eric Draven. It's already happened, even. We've covered it on this show. It does nothing to tarnish the legacy of the first film and Brandon Lee's excellent performance. I wouldn't be opposed to a more faithful adaptation of the original comic book, which was what this was going to be for a while. It's this weird, like, having cake and wanting to eat it too thing here that really concerns me. Like, cashing in on a pre-existing property, taking its most iconic character names and sort of its general idea, but doing something so different that it's not an adaptation of the original, but a new story that just borrows the most basic elements. Like, just tell a new story. There have been so many other crows that you could have done in terms of film. You could have just done something whole cloth new. Taking just these elements and being like, so this is the crow now, feels scummy. I'm not even opposed to SoundCloud rapper Crow. Just don't say it's Eric Draven and don't lead people on that this is an adaptation of the original. I'm sure that's about to be thrown out soon once trailers and or the movie comes out in, you know, I don't know, 4 months. This is so fast. Rupert Sanders' comments in the Vanity Fair articles are also a bit iffy to me. He mentioned wanting 19-year-old guys to see this and go, he's just like us, which I think the way to do that is to not set out to do that. I was having a chat with my brother when the picture's released, and he was like, you can't just set out to be like, I want this to be the new he's just like us for real guy. You just make a good character, and then people go, he's just like me for real. Target marketing a pre-established thing to just like me for real guys rarely, if ever, goes well. You do that by creating something great independent of marketing. I wonder about the punishment angle mentioned in the plot details as well. The Crow hasn't really incorporated, like, Abrahamic religion, heaven, or hell dogma into its stories beyond, like, a cursory glance. And I'm not sure how this one is going to go about convincing us that A, Shelley is deserving of everlasting punishment and hell, and B, the same cruel dogmatic system that would put her there for being murdered would also resurrect Eric to get her out of there. It muddies the waters. Of course, it could just be shorthand that our sources are using. They could easily mean, like, purgatory or something that maybe is more similar to, like, something we've seen in the comics before. So I'm trying not to get too hung up on that one, but, like, if it's genuinely hell, I have questions. Lastly, I see a lot of people saying, as previously mentioned, that this is going to ruin the legacy of the original film, and I think that's horseshit. The great news is that The Crow, 1994, directed by Alex Proyas, exists. And will continue to exist for so long as we keep our hands on physical copies of the film. Nothing can take that away. Brandon Lee's performance will always be there as a testament to his talent, and nothing will ruin that. In fact, a lot of cinemas are screening the film for the upcoming 30th anniversary, and you should definitely go see it. Do I think this remake is going to achieve what the producers want it to? I highly doubt it. Do I think it's going to be good, even? I'm gonna reserve judgment until I've seen it, but my optimism is dwindling. I will, of course, be on Crow Watch for the next couple of months and will report back regarding any details I hear. Would like to reiterate that all the things here besides the promo pics are big old allegedlies. But anyway, we've got 3 episodes coming up that I'm really, really proud of. The Crow Salvation's Coda episode, where we discuss its soundtrack, is coming up soon. I have read all of the Crow novels now and have an episode all about those, as well as the anthology book. And, like, maybe most excitingly to me, I think some of my favorite work that I've ever done for this podcast is in our episode about the French Crow comics. I get to dig so deep into something I literally knew nothing about. I think I might have been the first person to put these into English. I've never been able to find translations. And I'm super excited to share them with everybody and hopefully, like, open up a new door to this thing that, like, hasn't been seen in this country that I live in. Hi to all of you who aren't in America. It blows my mind how many global listeners we have. So if anyone out there internationally in our audience has any cool stories about, like, the French Crow or, like, read them when they came out, like, do let me know, because I really liked these stories and think more people should get a shot at reading them. Until then, I have been Randy. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I am amazed every time. It's going to be a really big year for The Crow, regardless of the remake. We're coming up on that 30th anniversary of the original film. And also, like, if you haven't seen, there is a beautiful 4K restoration of the film that's coming out. There's a great Steelbook edition. Darius Wolski, the cinematographer, personally oversaw that restoration. He made a post about it. That's just really, really cool. And the art for it is really, really pretty. So check that out if you're interested. I think there'll be some cool celebratory stuff for this film's 30th birthday, and I'm looking forward to it. Until then, stay safe, be well, and we'll see you next time.